In a letter dated January 31st, Chagur ordered the state finance minister to deduct the allowances of state civil servants. Civil servants promptly rejected the move, including teachers who went on a strike. During today's demonstrations, protesters clashed with the governor's bodyguards and overran the state headquarters. Some protesters accused Chagur's bodyguards of beating them and firing gunshots at them. Protester Peter Mayanagan says Chagur bodyguards fired live bullets, injuring at least 9 protesters.
We were marching to go and ask the governor, and the governor denied our right, and he was firing us with his bodyguard. And these bodyguards were wounded, a lot of civil servants. And these civil servants, they were going without anything. We were demonstrating, and we can't wound anyone in the state.
Agan says teachers and other civil servants have gone on a strike and will continue protesting until the governor reverses his decision to cut their salaries. Agan says the teachers will not give exam to primary 8 candidates who are expected to sit for their national examinations on Monday if their grievances are not addressed.
We were being harassed, and it shows that there is no democracy in this country. Why we are called civil servants and we are not having anything? So we want our right to be fulfilled without harassment. That is why we were fought with those of Arab, because of the humiliation and oppression. As the teachers in the state and some of us, as a health servant in the whole state, they are now serving and the works day and night without money. They have families. And they have children in the school, and they don't pay their school fees, and the examination is now almost. What can we do as teachers and as people? This government of deny is more corrupt than any government.
Another protester at Temudeng says although security is general concern, it is not a duty of civil servant to pay for security, which is funded in the national budget. Deng says if there is not enough funding for security, Governor Chagur would have called for a fundraising campaign. He says to deduct civil servants' allowances for security without the approval is illegal. Agan is calling on the national government in Juba to intervene.
This issue is now out of hand. The governor is now sending us a security organ to deal with the civil. When we civil, we did not win with any violence. We were demand for our right. So I ask government or Mr. President, Selva Kirmayadit, to confirm this to deny Chagur, such that we will be fair with our money and issue of sending us this security organ to shoot us and to beat us, that one day will not be good.
Jonglei State Information Minister Veronica Williams says state officials were unable to come to the office today because protesting civil servants shut down the state government headquarters. She admits Chagur bodyguard fired live bullets during the demonstration, but says the protesters were aggressive.
The allowances were taken because the state government does not want any incident such as what happened in Baidit. It's their right, but the government wants to address insecurity first. Yes, the guards shot some bullets, but they didn't injure anyone. All the government offices are closed. There's a government in the state, and if the offices remain closed, it is not good. Let them open the office and their issues will be addressed.
William is referring to an incident in late January in which 32 people were killed and several others were injured during fighting in Baidit Payam. William says the much anticipated opening of the state legislature, which was scheduled to happen today, has also been disrupted. Abraham Mading Mamir, the acting head of the Jonglei Trade Workers Union, is adamant that the protests will continue if the government fails to pay the allowances. Samuel Majer Lodge, the Secretary General of the Workers' Trade Union in Jonglei State, says men in uniform stormed his home last night and harassed his wife and children. The head of the Striking Teachers Committee, Ruben Matiob, was also arrested this morning by security operatives. Several phone calls to State Police Commissioner Joseph Mayanakon went unanswered. Majang Daniel Tuor, the State Police spokesperson, denied knowledge of any arrest or of the civil servant protest. This is the second time in recent month that Jonglei civil servants staged a protest in regards to their salaries. In December, a committee tasked by President Salva Kiir to investigate the root causes of civil servant protests in Jonglei state capital Bor ordered the state government to pay civil servants according to the new salary structure. That was after employees rejected their salaries and staged demonstration to protest what they termed the state's modified salary structure, which does not follow the salary structure with the 100% increment according to the president's order. For VOA News, I am Deng Gai Deng in Bor.